咁我一齐打开圣经，我哋睇马可福音第九章。And let's turn our Bibles and look in Mark chapter 9. Let me see. Mark chapter 9. 咁我哋今日睇耶稣改变形象。And we're going to study in Mark chapter 9 and see how Jesus was transformed on the mountain.
今天呢就是预备圣诞节呢的气氛呢，见到好多的灯饰。
As we're preparing for Christmas, we see all these lights and wonderful things.
圣诞节呢，就真正的意义不是灯饰，不是这些布置。
And you know that the meaning of Christmas has nothing to do with all these lights and stuff.
所以今天我们在第九章里面，我们帮助我们准备认识圣诞节的真正的意思。
And so as we look at chapter 9 this morning,It will help us to prepare that we can see the true meaning of Christmas.
因为耶稣呢在门徒眼前改变形象，
and as Jesus was transformed before the eyes of the disciples,
是睇到他真正的身份，
and then we could see his true identity.
也就睇到他完成教育律法，
and we see that he fulfilled the Old Testament law.
也就睇到神话我哋听，耶稣是神的爱子。
And then God tells us that Jesus is His beloved Son.
So we're going to look at this chapter, the first chapter to the eighth chapter. We're going to see something preparing for Christmas atmosphere.
And so as we look at verse 1 to 8 this morning, it will prepare us to get into the spirit, the true spirit of Christmas.
So we're going to read in Chinese, you can follow along in English.
And I'll read in Chinese, and you can follow along in English if you read English.
Jesus 又对他们说。我实在告诉你们，站在这里的，有人在没上上死未以前，必要看见神的国和大能降临。过了六天，耶稣带着彼得、雅各、约翰暗暗的上了高山，就在他们面前变了形象，衣服放光，极其洁白。地上漂白的没有一个能漂得那样白。忽然有以利亚和摩西向他们显现，并且和耶稣说话。彼得对耶稣说：拉比，我们在这里真好，可以搭三个棚，一座为你，一座为摩西，一座为以利亚。彼得不知道说什么才好，因为他们甚是惧怕。有一对云彩来遮盖他们，也有声音从云彩里出来说：这是我的爱子，你们要听他。门徒忽然周围一看，不再见一人，只见耶稣同他们在那里。一起祈祷。 Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们多谢你今天我们在你的殿当中一起在这里祈祷，求主呢去用你的圣经，用孩子所讲的说话呢，去给我们更加明白清楚主你的教导。我们将这个时间交托，求你开启我们的眼睛。我们多谢主，听你祷告，奉耶稣名求， Amen。 我 都叫大家为添叔祈祷，今天他在另一间教会讲道分享监狱事工。
And we can pray for Tim this morning. He's at another church sharing about prison mini. So you can keep him in your prayers.
都有好多嘅青少年呢，今日百万行係咪？咁可能有啲大人都去嘅。咁百万行就好啊。俾我哋係做善事啊。祝福社会。
And there are a lot of people this morning who are at the walk for the...Community chest, or the, whatever you call it in English. We pray that it's good to do good things, and that's kind of like the spirit of Christmas, that we want to bless other people.
So today we're going to see Jesus 改变形象都是一个的，即是是睇到我哋点样喺圣诞节呢去祝福别人。
And so as we prepare for Christmas and we look at Jesus transformed, we can say, okay, how can we bless other people this Christmas?
因为我们希望用我们的生命在圣诞节呢，不单是纪念耶稣，也都可以是祝福别人，将耶稣传开。 And so we want not only to receive blessings from Jesus, but we want to bless others and share the blessings that He's given us at Christmas time.
所以我们看这个耶稣改变形象呢，我们先看耶稣真正的身份。
As we look at the transformation of Jesus, we want to look first at the true identity of who Jesus is.
因为我们记得在第八章里面，耶稣从门徒去了一个地方叫该撒利亚菲律比。
And we know that in chapter 8, Jesus went with the disciples to a place called Caesarea Philippi.
那么他在那个地方，你可能记得耶稣问门徒，别人说我是谁。
You might remember Jesus asked his disciples, "Who am I?"
跟住上个星期，耶稣同门徒讲话，
"要舍己背起十字架跟从我." And then last week, Jesus then told the disciples, "You must deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow me."
所以耶稣仲喺呢个该撒腓利亚腓立比嘅地方附近，上到一个高山。
And Jesus is now still in the area of Caesarea Philippi, and yet he's going up to a high mountain.
So in the first time, Jesus told his disciples,
and Jesus told in verse 1 that some of them among them were not going to die, but that they were going to see the kingdom of God coming to them. And as we think, well, what is Jesus talking about? Is he saying that he's going to establish his kingdom here on heaven, on earth?
耶稣的国降临是什么意思?
And what does Jesus mean when he says his kingdom is going to be established?
有些人会觉得耶稣建立他的国家就是不是说他死和复活?
Some people wonder, well, is Jesus talking about his death and resurrection?
有些人会觉得是不是说到圣灵降临在五旬节的时候?
Others might think, well, is he talking about the Holy Spirit coming at Pentecost?
是不是福音遍全世界？因为耶稣复活之后40年之内，传到全个欧洲。
And is it the spread of Christianity in the 40 years after Jesus rose from the dead, spreading out throughout all Europe?
耶稣是讲什么呢? 其实最明显、最简单的解释就是跟着第二节所发生的事。
But the most logical and simple answer is what happens in verse 2 in what Jesus being transformed.
是耶稣改变形象。所以我们看到耶稣改变形象就应该是神的国降临。
So as we look, we see that Jesus being transformed is actually Jesus' kingdom, God's kingdom coming.
因为耶稣都叫我们要先求他的国和他的义。
And Jesus told us that we need to seek first the kingdom of heaven and all his righteousness.
So seeking
the kingdom of God is seeking Jesus. And did you come here this morning seeking for Jesus? And do you have in your heart this morning that you want to see Jesus?
因为我们是要见到神的国降临，我们寻求神就会见到。
And if you want to see the kingdom of God, if you seek after God, you will see it.
因为耶稣说，敲门就给你开门，寻找就会寻见。
Because Jesus said, if you knock, the door will be answered, will open, and if you seek, you will find.
所以我们今天如果我们寻求神的国，神会给我们知道的。 在第二节说，过了六天，耶稣带三个彼得、雅各、约翰上到高山。
And in verse 2, it says that Jesus took Peter, James, and John up to the high mountain.
各位，这个高山应该是圣经没讲，不过应该是黑蒙山。
And the Bible doesn't tell us what the mountain was, but it should be Mount Hermon.
因为黑蒙山就是有差不多3000公尺。
And Mount Hermon has about 9,200 feet high.
所以他说一个高山应该是那里，是以色列最高的山。
And that's the highest mountain in Israel.
耶稣带他上这个山的时候，又是改变形象。
And Jesus went up onto this mountain and then he was transformed.
所以耶稣改变形象呢，他是看到神的国降临。
And as Jesus was transformed, they could see the kingdom of God coming.
为什么呢?
因为耶稣有一个名字，你知不知? 圣诞节经常都会讲到。 You know, Jesus has a name that we call him, and we often use it at Christmas time. It's called Emmanuel.
Emmanuel is 神与我同在,
and Emmanuel is God with us. 因为耶稣的名是被称为以马内利,
and Jesus will be called Emmanuel, 因为神与我们同在, because he is with us.
当你讲到神的国在哪里居住,
and Jesus said, where is the kingdom of God? And the Bible says, where God is, that is his kingdom.
所以神在哪里,那里就是神的国。
So where is God? There is his kingdom.
如果耶稣是神的儿子,如果耶稣是神,神与我们同在,耶稣在哪里,那里就是神的国。
And so if Jesus is the Son of God, if Jesus is with us, then where Jesus is, then there is the kingdom of God.
如果你是信耶稣,你邀请耶稣进入你生命,你有耶稣居住在你心里面,神的国在你心里面。
And if Jesus is your Lord and Savior today, you open your heart and invite him into your life, he's living in your life, then where Jesus is, there is the kingdom of God in your heart.
所以我们看到耶稣讲到这个真正的身份,就有神的国就会改变一切。
And we know that with Jesus in our life, you know, and the kingdom coming to us, then it changes things.
我们看到神真的改变人生。
And we say, oh, Jesus truly transforms lives.
因为可能在这个世界上很混乱,遇到很多困难。
You know, maybe we meet so many trials and difficulties in life.
我们面对很多的,我们是很棘手,不懂处理的事。
And we have so many things that are so troublesome and we don't know how to solve them.
但耶稣来到你的困难当中,你的生命可以被改变,
but when Jesus comes into your life can be changed and transformed.
我们在生命的改变,就有很多的例子,我们当中都见到很多的例子,就看到神怎样改变我们。
You know, even among us in this morning, we see so many people whose lives have been changed.
我想到在堂庆,有几位讲见证。
I think in our anniversary, in the few that gave their testimonies,
神是怎样改变他的生命。 有一位就没有讲他见证,但我很想他来讲,因为他在国内讲不到。
And one of the people that wanted to give their testimony couldn't because he's in China and couldn't come out.
但是阿华在湖南在神湾笑了的时候,看到他神怎么去有一个无信论主义者,是怎么去给他有相信有神,将他生命的价值观扭转了,我发现到神的国来到他当中。
I see in Oahu how God has changed his life if coming from an atheist, somebody who doesn't believe in God, and then coming to a faith in God and God transforming him and giving him a new life,
是很奇妙。 神的爱,弟兄姊妹,有神的国,有平安,是不是?
You know, when we have Christ in our heart, we're in the kingdom of God, we have peace.
你有没有经历到神的平安? 有没有经历神的, ,恩典?
Have you experienced the peace of God and the grace of God?
这个圣诞节的意思, 耶稣临到你当中,你要经历平安。
That's what Christmas is all about, Jesus coming and giving you peace.
所以我们看到耶稣这个身份,他改变了。
So we see that Jesus, as he's transformed,
我们看第三节,他改变形象,衣服放光,极其洁白,地上漂白的,没有一个能漂得那样白。耶稣改变形象,
我们先要看到,他原本有个形象。 Jesus was transformed, and his image, and he had an image originally.
可能我们讲到改变形象,很多人都会觉得,转个发型就不同形象,是不是?
You know, maybe we talk about changing your self-image, you know, you change your hairstyle, and oh, you've changed your image.
或者我们换了一套衣服,你要改变形象。
Maybe you get a different pair of clothes on, and you change your image.
可能我们以前就是 穿得很帅,现在穿得很有型有款,改变形象,我改变形象,减肥就改变形象,是不是?
Yeah. Maybe you know you don't dress very nicely and then all of a sudden you start dressing really fancy, but for me, if I change my image, you know, I lose a little bit of weight and then I change my image.
耶稣改变形象是怎样改变呢?
How did Jesus change his image?
我们发现到呢,这里说他是发光。
And here it says that Jesus was bright as a light.
呢个光咧唔系由佢嘅外边照住，系由佢里边照出嚟。
And this light is not coming from the outside; it's coming from his inside.
呢个光咧就系显示佢原本里边系点嘅样。
And this light is showing what he is originally like.
所以耶稣改变形象，其实系俾门徒睇到佢原本嘅样系点嘅样。
And if Jesus being transformed is showing the disciples what he was originally looked like.
耶稣改变佢形象，耶稣系光。
And Jesus transformed his, into his original image, and Jesus is the light.
有些人会觉得耶稣是什么人？耶稣是一个普通人，耶稣只不过是一个先知。
Some people think, oh, who is Jesus? He's just a normal guy, just another prophet.
但圣经说他不是，圣经说耶稣是神的儿子。
But the Bible tells us that Jesus is the Son of God.
他是以马内利，神与我们同在。He is Emmanuel. He is God with us. 所以他改变形象呢，就是让我们看到他原本的形象。
So as he transforms, it's showing us what his original image was.
你看看创世纪第一章26至27节。
Look at Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 and 27.
创世纪第一章里面告诉我们听神有个形象。
And in Genesis chapter 1, it tells us that God has an image.
神说，我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式做人，使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。神就照着自己的形象做人，乃是照着他的形象做男做女。
So he tells us that Jesus, that God created man in his image.
那可能你说神是一个灵，不是有物质体，我们怎么看到他的形象呢？
Maybe you're going to say, well, hey, wait a minute. God is a spirit and you can't see a spirit. He's not physical. How can you see his image?
我们怎么看神的形象？ How can you see his image?但圣经说你是按照神的形象来做。
But the Bible says that you are created in God's image.
但有个事实呢，当亚当夏娃犯罪的时候呢，我们是破坏了神的形象。
But the truth is that when Adam and Eve sinned, we destroyed that image of God.
我们是现在没办法反映到神的荣耀，除非我们信耶稣。
And now, unless you're a Christian and believe in God, you cannot show the image of God in your life.
神有什么形象？神呢有很多个形象，我想打哈欠，不过不好意思。
God's image, I'm going to sneeze, so excuse me.
神的形象就是光。
The image of God is light.
神的形象是爱。
The image of God is love.
神的形象就是平安。
God's image is peace.
神是圣洁。谢谢。
God is holy.
神是无瑕疵。
God has no fault at all.
神的形象是一个完美。
God's image is perfect.
所以当神是创造人的时候，他是用一个完美、一个爱、一个光的形象来做人。
And so God created us as perfect, holy, and bright.
但神都有个形象呢，神有言语能力，神有思想。
But God's image is also, he can communicate, he has a mind.
神是能够呢，有自由。
In God's image, there is freedom.
神以这个形象做你做我。
And God created us in this image.
但可惜我们犯罪，我们破坏神的形象。
But you know, we have committed sin and we've destroyed God's image.
但有另一个的奇妙的，因为耶稣来到世界，耶稣为你死，为你复活，我们接受信耶稣的时候，我们可以改变，我们可以回到神我们所失去的形象。
But another amazing thing is because God created you, he loves you, he sent Jesus to die on the cross for you and raise from the dead. As we receive Jesus in our heart, then we are born again and we can have that image of God restored in our life.
现在很多现代人呢，他不信有基督教，他就说神的形象呢，因为人是按神的形象，所以所有人都是按神的形象来反映出来。
You know, now in the postmodern era, a lot of people, they don't believe in Christianity, but they believe that, you know, everybody is in the image of God, so just, you know, being a human is being in the image of God.
我发现都不是。 你想真的有神的形象，你要信耶稣。你要以耶稣的真理、耶稣的生命去影响别人。
If you want to really reflect the image of God, you need Jesus in your heart, and you need to love others with the love of Jesus.
在圣诞节呢，我哋有耶稣，我哋点样反映佢呢个形象？
And now at Christmas, we have Jesus. How can we share this image of God with others?
我哋用我哋嘅生命。 好像爱心树咁,
we need to use our life and use our love to share with others, like in Love Tree.
每年我们爱心树呢，就是送一些礼物给坐监的家长的小朋友。
And each year at Love Tree, we give gifts to children, their parents are in prison.
所以我们代表他坐监的父母、家长呢，送礼物给他的是出面的儿女。
And so we're on behalf of the children, the parents are in prison, we give gifts to the children.
这个是爱心的传送。
This is a gift of love.
在圣诞节有很多团体都要做这些爱心的传送。
And at Christmas time, many people do different things to share love.
好似撒瑪利亞錢包呢，就送一啲嘅喺美國全國嗰啲人會係收集啲禮物呢，就擺喺個鞋盒裏邊去送俾貧窮國家。Like
Samaritan's Purse in the United States, they give people from all of the United States, they give shoebox gifts to give to poor countries.
呢啲都係可以傳送一啲嘅愛心，宣明會都係做呢啲咁嘅事。
And even the World Vision does things like that.
但是在我们自己的生命里面，在我们的街边，在我们的家庭，我们怎样将神的爱传出去呢？
But how can we share the image of God, the love of God, in our family, in our street, in our home?
我们需要神呢，给我们有这个爱心先。
We need God to give us His love first.
我想到一些很简单的例子，不过做到出来不简单。
I can think of some very simple examples, but to do it is not simple.
你想到印度的德蘭修女,
just think of for a minute about Mother Teresa in India.
她做一些很简单的事，因为这样就拿到个和平奖。
She did a very simple thing, and because of that, she got a Nobel Peace Prize.
大家知道德蘭修女做什么?
You all know what Mother Teresa did?
她有多年就陪着就来死的印度。
在最低层的有病的人，话每人系有尊严，死得应该系有尊重。 And she was for many years just serving the lowest class of the people in India with the belief that everybody should die in dignity, and so just giving them the right to die in dignity.
于是佢当年就陪住啲人就嚟死，陪住佢死，当佢系人。
就服侍佢。 And so all she did is for many years living with people that are dying and saying, because you're a human being, you should have dignity in your death, and I'm going to serve you.
这个是很有爱心。
This needs love.
我们是很多事，我们要以耶稣的生命给我们的爱心，是一个小小的行动，已经得了。
And so often as we have Jesus in our heart and we want to give out His love, all it takes is a little action.
可能你去隔壁街坊呢，送个圣诞卡俾佢，话祝福你圣诞节。Maybe
you just give to your neighbors, you know, a Christmas card and say, I want to bless you this Christmas.
或者你煮啲 cookie 饼咧，送俾隔篱左右嗰啲街坊咧，从来冇见过面啊，哇！而家圣诞节我送啲 cookie 饼俾你食啊，祝福你圣诞节快乐。And
maybe you make some cookies and you don't even know the people in your building and you know in the next door and you just take them cookies and say, hey, Merry Christmas, I just want to share the love of Jesus with you because it's Christmas time.
可以做啲好简单嘅事，系表示耶稣改变你生命，系咪？
You can do some very simple things to show that Jesus is in your life and that you love them.
我哋去精神病院咧，希望都系有一啲简单。佢嗰啲病人可唔可以领受到我哋嘅爱？我相信可以。或者佢精神听唔明，但系佢心里边可以感受。
And as we go to the mental institution, to just share very briefly, will they understand what we're saying? I don't know, but their hearts can receive the love of God. 是吧?
每一个人都可以接受爱的传送。
Everybody can receive love when it's given out. 所以耶稣的形象是要我们用他的形象是用爱心去传出去。 So God wants us to use His love as we spread it out.
所以我们去报佳音,去渔人码头,用一个笑容,一个爱的心去传给人。
So when we go out caroling or visiting or go to the fisherman's wharf, we go with a smile and love in our heart that others will see this love of Jesus in our life.
是吧? 大家,我们犯罪破坏神的形象。 但我们得救,有耶稣给我们可以有这个形象。
You know, we all have sinned and we've destroyed the image of God, but when we come back to Christ and our life is transformed, we can have that image of Christ in us.
同我一起看《哥罗西书》第一章13节至17节。
Look with me in Colossians chapter 1, verse 13 to verse 17.
哥罗西书第一章13节至17节，他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们沾到他爱子的国里。我们在爱子里得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。第一章第15节，而家爱子。 是那不能看见的之神的像，不好意思，我知道就嚟打下次，终于有。十五节，爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是首先的，在一切被造的以先，因为万有都是靠他做的，无论是天上的、地上的、能看见的。 不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是藉着他做的，又是为他做的。他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。耶稣呢，就是创造世界的那位真神。
Jesus is the creator of the world, the God who created.
这里说明是神,是耶稣创造,在神的爱子国里面,是这个爱子创造一切。
And so Jesus is the beloved Son of God, and the beloved Son created everything.
所以我们按照哪个的形象来做,是按照耶稣的形象来做。
So we were created in the image of Jesus.
我相信当神在创造我们的时候,他心里面有这个概念,就是我的儿子要来为世人死,死而复活之后,那个形象来做人。
I believe that when God created, He created us in the image of Jesus, knowing that Jesus was going to come and die and rise from the dead, and create us in the image that Jesus would have for eternity as the resurrected Lord.
所以我们是按照那个形象做,很奇妙神这样爱你。圣经讲得很清楚,耶稣的身份,原本是神,创造一切。
And so the Bible tells us so clearly that Jesus is God who created the world.
你看腓立比书第二章,第五节至第十一节,
and look again at Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 to 11.
你要讲得更加清楚耶稣那个形象那个身份。
And here it tells us even more clearly about the image of God, of Jesus in his relationship.
你们当以基督的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样式，就是。 就自己卑微，全心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，都因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不考称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
是吧? 耶稣就是原本神的在天上有荣耀的 So Jesus was the eternal God in heaven
但他放低他的荣耀来到世间为你死
But he gave up everything Came to earth and died for you on the cross
他为你死跟着从死里复活 And he died for you and then rose from the dead
这个是圣诞节的意思 This is the meaning of Christmas在耶稣来到世界 that Jesus, God, came to this earth.
所以你不要以为耶稣是一个普通人跟着我们奉他为神他本来是神来到世界取代人的身体。
So don't think that Jesus is just a man who we worship as God. He is God who came as a man.
神的身份是很特别。所以耶稣在门徒面前改变形象，是发光。
And so when Jesus was transformed in front of the disciples, he shone like a light.
今天牧师在少年团讲光的重要。
And yesterday, Pastor Pete was sharing with the youth fellowship about light and the importance of light.
他整一个山洞在这里，跟着里面找到个光。
And he made a cave and they went inside and found a light.
耶稣就是这个光。
And Jesus is that light.
光是很重要的。
同我看约翰福音第一章。Look with me at John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。约翰福音第一章又讲到耶稣创造世界的身份。太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。这道太初与神同在，万有都藉着他做的，没有一样不是藉着他做的。第四节，生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光，光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
那你要讲到耶稣是神的光。生命在他里面 Here it says that Jesus is God's light and that life is in him.
你看十四节 Look at verse 14 of John chapter 1. 第一约翰福音第一章第十四节道成了肉身住在我们中间充充满满有恩典有真理我们也见过他的荣光正是父独生子的荣光耶稣就是神道成肉身来到人间这个是圣诞节的意思
And so Jesus is God come to earth as a man for you and me
所以耶稣在山上改变形象是给我们看到他真正的形象
And so when Jesus was transformed on the mountain what he's doing is showing you what his true image really is
大家你清不清楚耶稣的真正的形象是什么呢
Are you certain of what Jesus' true image is?
如果他真的是这个光，他真的是这个神，他真的为你死而复活呢？你需要将你生命完全靠透在他里面。
If you are certain of who Jesus is, if he is truly the light, if he is truly the Lord of the Lords, and he is King of Kings, then you must give your life to him and live for him.
耶稣自己说我是世界的光，跟随我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。
And Jesus said, I am the light of the world, and those who follow me will no longer be in darkness, but will receive the light of life.
我们以前是黑暗，这个黑暗不是夜晚黑的熄灯，黑蒙蒙。
We used to be in darkness, and the darkness is not that you turn out the lights at night and it's dark.
这个黑暗就是罪恶。
The darkness is the sin of the world.
我们以前在罪恶里面被罪恶捆绑
and we were in sin and we were in bondage to sin.
但耶稣是释放我们给我们在光明中去行
But Jesus set us free so that we can walk in the light.
如果你说今天我信耶稣但我还在黑暗里面行你不是跟随耶稣
And if you say you believe in Jesus but you're still walking in the darkness, you are not believing in Jesus.
耶稣说要跟随我就得到生命的光
And Jesus said, you must follow me and receive the light of life.
如果你是说我信耶稣但你继续在黑暗你就是骗自己。
And if you say, I believe in Jesus, but you're still doing things in the darkness, then you're deceiving yourself. 耶稣改变形象是要门徒看得清楚他真正的身份。
And Jesus transformed and showed the disciples his true identity.
我们继续看回马可福音第九章，我们看第四节。
Let's go back to Mark chapter 9 and look at verse 4.
因为耶稣来是要成就旧约的律法。
Because Jesus came to fulfill the law of the Old Testament.
你看第四节，忽然有以利亚和摩西向他们显现，并且和耶稣说话。
All of a sudden, two other guys showed up, Eli and Moses.
这两个人呢，就是什么人呢？他是摩西和以利亚是代表旧约圣经。
And Moses and Elijah, they represent the Old Testament.
摩西是代表律法，以利亚呢代表先知。
Moses represents the law, Elijah represents the prophets.
神是透过摩西去写摩西五经和颁律法给以色列人。
And God used Moses to give us the books of the law and the Ten Commandments.
神是有很多的先知来，但是最伟大的先知以色列人当是以利亚，他代表所有的先知。
And God sent many prophets, but the greatest prophets that the Jewish consider was the prophet Elijah. And so he represents all the prophets.
但这两个人在这里跟耶稣一起聊天。
But both of these guys are up on the mountain talking to Jesus.
这个很有趣，因为一个摩西的律法，一个是总先知，但他跟耶稣聊天。
And so here we've got Moses and the law and all the prophet, the representative of the prophets, and they're talking with Jesus.
为什么？
Why? What do you think God is trying to tell us?
神要告诉我们，谁最大？谁是要听？
God wants us to know who is the most important and who we should listen to.
是不是摩西最重要，但是先知最重要，但是耶稣最重要？
Is Moses the most important? Are the prophets the most important? Or is Jesus the most important?
当我们看到的时候，会发现到呢，摩西和以利亚呢，都在这里是要谦卑敬拜耶稣。
And as we see that Moses and Elijah both have to humbly submit to Jesus. It also tells us that God had never changed from the Old Testament to the New Testament, but there's a continuity.
因为有些人会觉得，咦，旧约圣经嗰个神好似同新约圣经嘅神好似有啲唔同。因为 some people say, you know, the Old Testament God and the New Testament God, they seem to be different. 旧约圣经嗰个好多规矩咯，好多律法喎，新约嗰个讲恩典。
And the Old Testament talks about all these rules and regulations and laws, and the New Testament says it's all grace.
我话你听，神就系神，冇变。
God is God, He never changes.
但系嗰个去世就系教约，摩西先知全部讲紧一个目标，就系向主耶稣。
But what we really see is that the Old Testament, Moses and the prophets were all going for the same goal, and that goal is to get to Jesus.
所以摩西嘅律法、先知嘅说话，全部都系嚟到个高峰，就系耶稣。
And so Moses and all the prophets, when they come to the climax, it's Jesus Christ.
你睇罗马书第十章第四节。
If you look at Romans chapter 10, verse 4, you see that.
律法的终结就是基督，使凡信他的都得着义。
Jesus Christ is the sum of all the law, and those who believe in him receive righteousness.
所以整个律法、整个教育的高峰个目的是为着耶稣。
So the whole Old Testament, the purpose of the Old Testament is to bring us to Jesus.
所以摩西以利亚喺度系好耶稣到你啦。
It's like so Moses and Elijah say, "Okay, Jesus, now it's yours."
要大家去跟从耶稣。如果你睇先知书，你会发现到一个好奇妙嘅真理。
If you look in the book of the prophets, you'll find some interesting truths.
先知系讲耶稣尼赛亚嚟嘅最多嘅说话。
It's we see the most prophecies about the Messiah coming in the books of the prophets.
系啲先知讲到耶稣要嚟。It's the prophets who told us, foretold that the Messiah would come. 所以而家以利亚代表所有嘅先知话耶稣你到咗。And so now we see Elijah standing there saying, Jesus, you have come. 好奇妙，神好奇妙做呢样嘢。仲有耶稣呢，他在马太福音第五章十七节讲一个很重要的事实。And Jesus in Matthew chapter 5 verse 17 tells us a very important truth. He said, 莫想我来要废掉律法和先知，我来不是要废掉，乃是要成全。 Jesus said, I didn't come to destroy the law and the prophets. I came to fulfill, not to destroy. 所以耶稣不是要废掉，耶稣要成就。所以耶稣是山上改变形象，先知和摩西都要退后。 And so as Jesus is transformed on the mountain, the prophets and Moses have to take a step back. 我觉得还有一样东西很奇妙呢，摩西当时已经死了1400年，以利亚呢虽然没死，但是升上天已经900年。 I think another amazing thing at this time is when Jesus was talking to these two guys, Moses had already been dead for 1,400 years, and Elijah was taken up into heaven 900 years earlier. 耶稣同佢一齐企度倾偈，马太福音话我哋听佢讲紧耶稣嘅死同埋复活嘅事。And in the book of Matthew, it tells us that Jesus was talking to them about his death and resurrection. 耶稣讲紧佢死复活同埋一个已经死咗1400年嘅同埋900年嘅人倾偈。Jesus is talking about his resurrection, but he's talking to somebody who died 1,400 years ago. 这个话我们听什么事？ What does that tell you? 在神里面有永恒，生命不是只是今生，还有天上，有永远的生命。It tells us that there is eternal life. It's not just living for today. Jesus rose from the dead. Moses was still alive 1,400 years after he died.耶稣讲我们要复活给你永生，我们可以有把握相信真的有永生。 And Jesus said that I'm going to die and rise from the dead to give you eternal life, and we can have the faith that there is eternal life in Jesus Christ. 弟兄姊妹，你有没有这个把握？你今天信靠耶稣，你有永生吗？ Do you have this confidence today that trusting in Jesus you have eternal life?感谢主，摩西和以利亚和耶稣聊天。你看第五节发生什么事？ As Moses and Elijah were talking to Jesus, look in verse 5, what happens?
彼得对耶稣说，拉比，我们在这里真好，可以搭三个棚，一座为你，一座为摩西，一座为以利亚。彼得不知说不知道说什么才好，因为他们是甚惧怕。
So here Peter is just being presumptuous and said, hey, let's build three altars for you guys.
彼得呢就是很冲动的。马太福音说我们听，其实三个门徒在这里睡觉，跟着不知道为什么摩西以利亚走之前呢，彼得的请。
You know, the Bible tells us that in Matthew that the three disciples were asleepAnd that before Moses and Elijah disappeared, that all of a sudden they woke up. And so Peter just, you know, jumps out of bed.
彼得刚刚睡醒，见到他在这里，哇，耶稣又发光，又哇，好犀利。
And so, you know, Peter wakes up and here's Jesus, you know, shining bright as light, and wow!
耶稣又不知道说什么好。啊，耶稣我们在这里真好。
And he doesn't know what he should say, so, oh, it's good that I'm here.
耶稣讲紧佢要死而复活，彼得话：啊，我喺度真好。
Jesus is talking about his death and resurrection, and Peter jumps up and says, "It's good that I'm here."
跟住彼得做咩？一般人都做嘅动作，起三个座，三个棚咯。
And Peter comes up with a great idea that so many foolish people have come up with. You know, let's build an altar. Let's build a temple.
系咪？呢个叫迷信思想。在这里发生的事不紧要，但是在这里发生那里才紧要的。
It doesn't matter what's happening here. What is important is that it happened. So let's build a temple to remember it.
这个迷信的，
感謝主耶穌冇俾佢咁樣做。Praise God that Jesus didn't allow Peter to follow through with his superstition.
耶穌覺得喺邊度改變形象唔緊要，同邊個傾偈唔緊要，個重點就係耶穌就係神。
You know, Jesus isn't putting the emphasis on his transformation and where it happened or who it happened with. The importance is that Jesus is the Son of God.
彼得係睇唔到嗰樣嘢。
And Peter didn't see that.
你今日睇唔睇到耶穌係神？
Do you see it that today Jesus is God?
聖誕節係神嚟到世界。
Christmas is God coming to earth.
这个才是重要。
This is the important thing.
第七节。
Look in verse 7. 有一朵云彩来遮盖他们，也有声音从云彩里出来说，这是我的爱子，你们要听他。这是我的爱子，你们要听他。弟兄姊妹，彼得有错误，神即刻来矫正他。
Peter had a wrong impression, but God came and corrected it.
神在个云彩出现，好似旧约圣经一样。
God came in a cloud like he did in the Old Testament.
但是他说，这个是我的爱子，你要听他。
He said, "This is my beloved son."
呢个第二次神系咁样做。
This is the second time that God did that.
耶稣受洗嘅时候喺马福音第一章十一节都系咁样。
And in Mark chapter 1 verse 11, God did the same thing when Jesus was baptized.
话有声音从天上来说：你是我的爱子，我喜悦你。神要话我哋听，神系喜悦耶稣。
God wants us to know that he is pleased with Jesus.
那有摩西以利亚耶稣在这里，神说这是我的爱子，你要听他。耶稣神是讲谁？
There's three people there, Moses, Elijah, and Jesus. And God says, this is my beloved son, listen to him. Who's he talking about?
是不是讲摩西？是不是讲以利亚？是讲耶稣嘛。
He's not talking about Moses, he's not talking about Elijah.He's talking about Jesus.
神系话我哋听，要听耶稣话。耶稣系比摩西大，耶稣系比先知大。我哋要听耶稣讲。
And so God is telling us that we need to listen to Jesus. Jesus is more important and bigger than Moses, more important and bigger than the prophets.
Ah, 请问呢个小朋友嘅家姐喺唔喺度啊？出去见一见佢啊！咁啊，耶稣系最大，呢个小朋友都唔系最大，但系我哋睇到神咧，就系话我哋听，要听边个？
这是我的爱子，我哋要听佢嘅。
Jesus said, "This is my son. You must listen to him."
今日有好多嘅声音喺我哋周围，小朋友嘅声音，其他人嘅声音。
Today we have so many voices around us.
你要听边个？
神话你要听我的爱子。
God says, listen to my son.
你想听佛教？你想听伊斯兰教？穆罕默德？
Who do you want to listen to? Listen to Buddha? Listen to Muhammad?
你听一啲其他嘅新嘅讲法？
Listen to some new prophets, some new teachers?
耶稣话，神话要听耶稣。
God says, listen to my son.
咁多嘅先知，咁多嘅人，唔使听，要听我嘅爱子。
God is saying to us, all these other prophets, all these other people, we don't have to listen to them. We need to listen to Jesus.
耶稣嘅说话就记载喺呢度。
And Jesus' word is right here.
我哋要听耶稣。今日有好多嘅声音会影响你，搞乱你嘅。圣诞节嘅意思话，神嚟到世界，我哋要听耶稣。
With all these voices around us today, they'll confuse you and get you messed up. But God is telling you, Christmas means listen to Jesus. He is the Son of God. He has the words of life.
最后睇第八节。Finally, look at verse 8. 门徒忽然周围一看，不再见一人，只见耶稣同他们在那里。个云彩消失，以利亚、摩西消失，只见耶稣一人。After the cloud disappeared, Moses and Elijah disappeared, all that was left was Jesus.
今日系你生命嘅时候，好多事会消失啊！你钱会消失，你嘅地位会消失，你嘅青春会消失，但你可以有耶稣。
There's many things in your life today that are going to disappear. Your money will disappear. Your youth will disappear. Your popularity will disappear. But you can keep Jesus.
耶稣就唔会消失嘅。Jesus will not disappear. 所以我哋要只睇耶稣。All we need to look at is Jesus. 你今日要只专望耶稣，唔望其他。
You need to just look at Jesus and don't look at these other things.
你追求钱，追求物质，追求圣诞礼物，会令你失望。你追求耶稣，你会得到平安喜乐。
If you're chasing after money, chasing after material things, chasing after Christmas presents, you'll always get disappointed.
你要追求耶稣，佢唔会令到你失望。
You need to chase after Jesus. He will not disappoint you.
我们周围望，只见耶稣。
Look around and only look to Jesus.
有一个的哲学的老师跟他的小朋友班房说有天堂。有一个小朋友呢，好像刚才外面的小朋友那样，就说不信有天堂。
There's a Sunday school teacher telling her class about heaven. And there's a young kid, like the young child that was just outside, who didn't believe in heaven.
他跟老师说，老师，你怎知有天堂？你上过天堂没？你怎知你没见过？
And the student said, teacher, how can you say that there's a heaven? Have you been there? Have you seen it?
老师就想一想，我没去过。And the teacher thought, well, no, I haven't been to heaven. 跟住呢，佢又諗到，小朋友呢，你有冇去過北京啊？ She said, hey, have you ever been to Beijing? 小朋友話，我未去過北京。
And the student says, I've never been to Beijing.
佢話，咁你點知有北京？
He said, how do you know that there's a Beijing?
哦，我知有北京，因為我爸爸喺北京住，佢時時寫信俾我。
He said, I know there's a Beijing because my dad lives in Beijing and he always writes letters to me.
咁好，小朋友，我未去过天堂，但我爸爸是天上住，他写过很厚的书给我，所以我知道天上的真。
He says, okay, I've never been to heaven, but my father lives in heaven and he gave me a big letter, and so I know that he's real.
跟住小朋友跟他说，哇，你的爸爸写这么好的 书信给你，肯定有咯。
So the child said, okay, if your father wrote you such a big letter, there must be a heaven.
天是真的，耶稣是真的。只要望耶稣，唯独耶稣。我送三个经文给你，思想到耶稣的真实。
Give you three verses to remember that Jesus is the only way. He's the truth.
使徒行传第四章十二节
，Acts chapter 4 verse 12。
除他以外，别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下的名，我们可以靠着得救。
There's no other name in heaven.By which man can be saved.
约翰福音十四章第六节
John chapter 14 verse 6 John chapter 14 verse 6
十四章第六节约翰福音耶稣说我就是道路真理生命若不藉着我没有人到父那里去
Jesus said I am the way the truth and life No man comes to God the Father but by me
提摩太前书第二章第五节
First Timothy 2 verse 5
提摩太前书第二章第五节
First Timothy 2 5
因为只有一位神在神和人中间只有一位中保乃是降世为人的基督耶稣
There's only one God and only one mediator between God and man and that is
Jesus Christ. 弟兄姊妹，唯独耶稣无别拯救，别无拯救。Only Jesus, there is no salvation in any other.
是耶稣降世为我们，耶稣在世上道成肉身，亦都为你死，为你复活。
It's Jesus who came to earth. It's Jesus who gave up his heavenly garments and came to earth to die on the cross for you.
这个是圣诞节的意思。
That is the meaning of Christmas.
耶稣改变形象在门徒面前，是被他们看到耶稣真正的身份。
Jesus was transformed in front of the disciples to show them his true identity.
你我呢，就看不到耶稣这个真的身份，但我们在这本书看到。
And you and I don't see this, we don't see Jesus transformed before us, but we have his word here.
我们有他的应许， we have his promise. 还有呢，我们可以经历他的同在。
And we can experience him in our life.
你经历到他没？你没经历，你今天都可以经历。
If you haven't experienced Jesus yet, you can experience him today.
因为耶稣是真实，他有能力。
Because Jesus is real and he has power.
一起祈祷。Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们多谢你，你改变形象，被门徒看到，你是真神。我们今天来相信你，是相信一个创造天地万物的真神。满有权能，满有智慧，有爱心，纯洁，圣洁，伟大的主耶稣，我们相信你是创造天地万物的真主，你也为我们死在十字架上，你降卑自己，谦卑成为仆人的身份，为我们死在十字架。耶稣，我们求你今天让我们是再一次领受到你的真爱，领受到你的恩典在我们生命的里面，让我们经历到神你的同在。主，求你打开我们的眼睛，看到你真正的身份。你是完成律法，你是神的爱子，我们要听你的话。求你帮助我们在这个圣诞节呢，去见证你这个恩典，向我们隔离街坊、澳门街的朋友去传讲你的道。多谢主，听我们祷告，奉耶稣名求， Amen。